Say that again? I'm making an audio so you know for my website.
Okay. Have you gone to him personally, one-on-one?
Yeah.
Has it talked about it, Matthew?
2 years ago. First of all, he's not my brother, so that doesn't apply. Matthew 18 is brother.
Right.
So he's not my brother. Let me answer your question. So first of all, he's not my brother. Matthew 18 is a brother-to-brother issue. Also, Matthew 18 is a private sin issue. It's a sin between if you were my brother, you and I. He's on the internet broadcasting his heresy and false doctrine all over the world. I don't need to go to someone like that.
Okay.
Man to man. And I did. I was through this town 2 years ago and put up a testing, and I emailed him and messaged him 2 years ago. And the proof that he knew about me is I got him on video saying, you were here 2 years ago. I said, I was, and I emailed you. How come you didn't contact me? For 2 years, he never contacted me. I've been traveling. This is what I do. I travel all over the country, and I street preach all over. Now we're sweeping our way back through this area as we head north, and he decided to come out and talk to me. Well, it didn't go well because he's got a bunch of false doctrines, and the Bible says we're to rebuke people with false doctrine. 1 Timothy 5 says publicly rebuke those in sin so that others will see and fear. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing. So yeah, that doesn't apply. Make sure you're using God's word in context.
Do you have a list of the false doctrines so that other people may be aware of it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You go on my testing. It's right on there. I'll give you an example. Okay. He teaches people today that Gentiles have to keep the Friday sundown to Saturday sundown Sabbath. The Bible doesn't teach that. That was given to Israel, the Jews.
Okay, where in the world does it say that Messiah is a Gentile?
Excuse me?
Where in the world does it say, where in the scripture does it say that one in Messiah is considered a Gentile?
Oh, absolutely. Paul talks about the Gentiles in the epistles. I have articles on that. He absolutely calls believers Gentiles.
Well, you're talking about the God?
Absolutely. So you look in the epistles, Paul talks about that. And that's why I have all the articles on my Hebrew Root Theology Exposed. I expose Saturday Sabbath. I expose tassels, which he wears, which is now the Holy Spirit. We don't need tassels to remind us of God's word. We have the Holy Spirit. He doesn't even dress his temple biblically the way God commanded us to in Genesis 3, long before Torah law was in place. Pork is not an issue anymore. Peter in Galatians 2 was living and eating like a Gentile, and Paul rebuked him for it. When the Jews showed up, he ran over to the Jew table. And so this ministry has many, many false ways. Mostly they don't live and preach the biblical gospel, and they're involved in worldliness, carnality. He's so undiscerning, he can't tell that Roman Catholics and Mormons are not our brother and sisters or a brother and sister to the Lord. So absolutely, I teach. I have thousands of articles on my website. Here's one. I don't take money. Now, I don't know what he does with his money. He does some good things in the community. Wonderful. I try to do good things, but you know what? Jesus said, when you give, should you give and blow a trumpet, let everybody know, or do it in secret? He pretty much does it in front of everybody, doesn't he? Movie theaters, brew houses, we're giving this away, giving that away. Why not just do it in secret, the way Messiah said? Interesting. He doesn't obey Messiah. He's keeping a Hebrew roots, heretical, false way, and he got a rebuke today on the sidewalk, and I got video of it, and in love, it's going up on his testing. You can look it up. Don'tperish.com. It'll be up later today. And it is to publicly expose him. Absolutely. Because I told him on video, I care for your soul. I don't care about your feelings. Mm-hmm. I care for your soul. You need to repent. You're going to lose your soul. You're a false teacher. There's going to be a millstone around his neck for all of these wicked people he's leading astray. You see my wife, how she covers her head? This man is so corrupt. Now he got divorced. Do you know about that? Do you know him?
Yeah.
I asked him about it. Somebody emailed me and told me that there was some things going on about him and another woman around his divorce, before his divorce, after his divorce. I asked him to his face to face. I don't have evidence of it, but I asked him of it. He did confide. He got a divorce. He denied that there was another woman involved. So whatever that's about, I never reported that. He says his second wife now covers her head. That's biblical to do so. But he doesn't teach it in their body. He lets everybody decide for themselves. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Matthew 28:20. He's compromised. He's lukewarm. He's a man pleaser. When you run a movie theater and you're showing hypocrite, lying actors, that's what actors are, hypocrites and liars. You're a man pleaser. You're not a God pleaser. Did Jesus and Paul go around starting movie theaters if they were, or food pantries, soup kitchens, and blow their horns when they gave things? What did they do, sir? Preach the gospel. Make disciples. Taught them to obey everything. Tom's not doing that. Tom's a false teacher. So that's why we oppose him. And you have the same offer I offered him. I think he said he sent me an email. You can email me and correct anything I have to say. Go to my website. The email's right on there. Look up the testing of him, and you can test that all. I hope. Are you a Hebrew root follower?
I'm a follower of Messiah.
Right? So do you keep Saturday Sabbath?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. The Gentiles were never taught to do that. The Sabbath is not eternal. They'll tell you, oh, it's eternal. You know there's not going to be a Sabbath in the new heaven and new earth?
Looking for the eighth day, but yes.
There's not going to be a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. The sun, S-O-N, is going to be the light. Right. And guess what? All those, I just taught Tom that. All those things were beautiful archetypes. Tassels, which you don't wear right now, tassels were an archetype of the Holy Spirit to come to teach us all truth. The Lamb of God that they all slaughtered was Jesus Christ. Do you wear tassels?
Let's see.
Ah, you do. So you don't need those now. That was given to Jews to remember the law. We have the Holy Spirit if you're born again by that gospel I confess to you, or I proclaim to you. The food laws were there to call God's people out among the pagan heathen. In Acts, we see Peter being taught that now the Gentiles are being let in. We see even the Jews not doing that. We see no Gentiles taught to keep the Sabbath. And here's the thing. There's 613 Torah laws.
According to Mammonite.
Yeah.
But he was a heretic because he doesn't.
Well, no, but there's 613. I went through and counted them. Now, I know I'm exactly right, but there's about 613. Now,
there's a website I can share with you if you don't mind. They actually has it down to about 750.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Some of them are for priests, some of them for women, some are for men. But here's the thing. You guys don't even keep them all. When was the last time you went to Israel?
Let's see.
Ever?
No, not ever.
You're supposed to go 3 times a year.
Yeah.
You don't keep Torah, sir. You know what you are in love?
Torah,
I care for your
flesh.
Soul. You're a Torah dabbler. You're not a Torah keeper. Go read James. Break one, you broke them all.
Right.
You don't have you don't have a temple.
Yeah.
You don't have a priesthood. You don't have a sacrifice to be.
We don't have a priesthood.
No, not in the temple.
So
that's where those sacrifices were made.
Yeshua said,
that's where the festivals were done.
Days, correct?
Where were the festivals done?
Yeshua said, I destroyed the temple and rebuilt it in 3 days, correct?
Yeah, that was his body, his
okay,
physical
so who's
body.
Our temple now?
We're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, we are each.
We are. Yeah, we are.
Living stone.
But what I'm talking about is when I'm talking about Torah keeping, because I keep the New Testament and I keep some free Torah law and I keep the moral law, the Ten Commandments. I keep the Sabbath. I'm resting in Christ every day. So I do keep the moral law and I keep some free Torah law. I'm married to one woman. I don't drink blood.
Right.
I cover my body with a tunic like God ordained. I take dominion over the earth. If a grizzly bear attacks us, I'm going to try to kill it to defend my wife. So I keep pre-Torah law, but I don't keep Torah law. It can't be. Jesus said, it is finished. It's fulfilled. He lived it perfectly.
Was designed to bring us to Yeshua. It was designed for us to see him in the fullness.
Well,
therefore,
he is
man who wants to listen to this.
He is the fulfillment of it.
If a man wants to keep the law in the flesh,
yeah.
That man is going to be bound to the flesh.
He is.
But if you keep the law of the flesh in the spirit, so when you look to the Torah, what does it say? It says those people who read this, still to this day, like Moses, had a veil upon their face. When they read the law, they're blind.
Yep.
But it said that veil is released in Messiah.
Right. The Holy Spirit's come, and now
that's
we have
exactly
all truth, John
right.
16. But here's the thing.
Yep.
Even Moses said it in Exodus.
Right.
These laws were not given to our fathers. They're given to us. That was given to the nation of Israel. And so Gentiles, we don't fall under that today. You could say, if we want to phrase it that way, you could say we are spiritual Israel, but that doesn't mean we keep Torah. We are in Christ. Paul said,
if you do not know the precepts of the Torah, you will never know how to walk it in the Spirit.
Paul said he made the two one. So he made Jew and Gentile into one in the body of Christ. He didn't make the Gentile into Israel. He made the two into one into the body of Christ. So I'd encourage you, same offer. Look up my articles. I teach on. Do you have a website or anything where you teach on it? Okay. So you don't teach. You're not a teacher?
Well, that depends.
Huh?
When he calls and where he calls to listen.
Okay. So you send me an email and you refute the articles about Tom, about Hebrew roots, and I'd love to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And I'll consider whatever you say. If I have something wrong on the testing, I'll correct it. Tom's had 2 years to correct it. He wanted to come out here today. I don't go along with false teachers. You're not a teacher, so I went longer with you. False teachers get a rebuke and sent off. Because he's a wicked, false man, deceiving people. And honestly, so are you if you're passing down deeper roots that you can't even keep. Are you with his body? Are you with his body?
I'm with many of the bodies around. So I don't belong to just one. That would be a cult mindset.
Okay.
But therefore, walking in liberty of the Messiah. There are a lot of people who come down and teach Messianic.
Yeah, there's
Judaism,
a lot of cult people down here, I know.
That's right. So we stand
Southern Missouri, Arkansas.
I also stand against Roman Catholics. I'm in the falsehood and the beast.
Well, I asked him, when was the last time any of you Hebrew roots guys stood outside a Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran church and called out their sin?
Well, actually, I have a ministry, brother, where I go out and go down to Georgia and Florida and stand in front of these places. And the
you do?
That I work with, yes.
You do?
Now,
what's the name of your ministry?
Well, I just do it personally.
Oh, you don't put nothing online or not to edify or nothing?
Nope. I do it personally. And it's
so you go and stand out in front of churches?
Well, actually, where we work at and wherever we go, I've been involved in prison ministry quite a while.
Okay, prison ministry is different. I'm talking about, do you go outside these religious places and call out these people?
I haven't been in one in a while.
No, okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes. So I find it hypocritical.
But it actually says the Spirit of Yahweh is easily entreated. And so the gentleness...
Was Jesus easy with the Pharisees?
Well, let's see.
Was Messiah easy with
if
the Pharisees?
He was considered an actual Pharisee, a hypocrite, yes, an actor, one who was in the place of, but yet
was
not.
Was he easy with them in Matthew 23? Hypocrite, hypocrite,
straight.
Hypocrite, 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 hypocrite,
right.
Hypocrite. I think it's about 9-8 times. Hypocrite. Was he easy with them? How about, was John the Baptist, the greatest man that ever lived, was he easy with the false teacher Pharisees?
I was straightforward as a man of the wild, yeah.
So, you know, don't give me that. We don't. Paul says, you know what? You know who we're gentle and kind with? People that are seeking the truth and humbling themselves to God. False teachers get a rebuke, sir. You know who the police are nice to? Law-abiding citizens. Are they nice to criminals?
They're straightforward. They let them know where they're wrong.
There you go. That's what I do, sir. I appreciate that. That's what I do. So you should do that with Tom. He's a false teacher. And my website proves it. It's fun. It's not funny. It's great. Put up Elion Ministries. If you just put up Elion Ministries, I'm on the first page of Google, about 8 spaces down. If you put up Elion Ministries Exposed, I'm number one. Been doing this for a long time. Because why? Because I love my neighbor, and I want to warn and mark these false teachers and warn people about them, because they're scooping up a lot of people, not preaching the biblical gospel. I can see the fruit. I can see the fruit. Okay, I'll just say it. You're not dressed like a godly man today. You're showing your body off in tight clothing.
Okay.
That sound like something Messiah would do?
Well, it's according to my understanding, but if I'm wrong, I'm willing to take
you. Yeah, well, in Genesis 3, God killed animals and put us in tunic garments to cover our forms, not tight jeans and T-shirts.
So we go back to Genesis 3 and live according to that matter.
That's before Torah, absolutely.
Okay.
Dominion, one wife, one man. Yeah, right. That's before Torah.
Yeah.
I don't drink blood. Isn't it interesting? The four or five things given in Acts 15 to the Gentiles where they said, we didn't tell them to keep the law. Four things. They're all pre-Torah. They're all pre-Torah. They're not Torah. They're pre-Torah. Pre-Torah. Gentiles keep pre-Torah stuff, not Torah. And so you're not doing that in how you dress. And if you're united to the Hebrew roots people, I mean, how long have you been with them and they haven't taught you how to cover your temple? A fundamental basic thing that hardly anybody teaches about anymore, but it's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. If women walk around in skin-tight clothing, what do we call them?
Well, we call them prostitutes.
I say they're into harlotry. That doesn't mean, I need to be clear. When I say harlotry, it doesn't mean they're literally sleeping with men. It means they're practicing a form of it, harlotry.
That's right.
And so when women do that, when they wear makeup and show their eyes off, what are they doing? And their hair.
Same thing, they're flaunting.
So what are men doing when they wear tight clothes and showing their bodies off?
Well, pretty much the same.
Harlotry.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you to go a lot deeper before you start teaching and rebuking and correcting, like I told Tom. You got to get the speck out of your eye or the plank, and then you can help others.
Wow.
Right? Doesn't that make sense?
Well, what you're saying does make sense.
It does make sense. So you got to go a lot deeper. And before you can teach and start encouraging, doing ministry on others, you better make sure you're walking fully biblical.
Well, I will take the exhortation here and I will pray about it.
And I appreciate that.
And the Father with hope.
Don't just pray about it.
Read
the scriptures. Yeah. The scriptures lead to the truth. And Genesis 3 can't be refuted. God shed blood, the archetype of the Messiah to come, put us in coats. That's tunics. All through the Old Testament, it was tunics. All through the New Testament, it was tunics and robes. Never changed. And God's priests got breeches. Pants or breeches. What you're wearing is actually an undergarment, showing off your private parts, that should be an undergarment with a covering over it. So if the wind blows up on me, yeah, it's not good, but I'm still covered. You can't see my full nakedness. But when you wear just your undergarments, you're walking around in at least partial nakedness. And I told Tom that. He said, well, I have a tunic on. I'm like, it ain't covering up. If his wife wore something like that, how come women have to cover up but men don't? Go ponder that.
Well, from what I understand, most of the men that usually do when we go to fellowship are required.
Doesn't matter when you go to fellowship. Is God not everywhere?
Hang on. when we go to fellowships, the last time I heard when we go to the feast, that all men are required to not tuck their shirts in, to leave them alone, so that they are actually
covered. Oh, just for the feast, so you can, is that your motorcycle?
No,
so you can ride around on a motorcycle in worldliness, but when the feasts come, you put on an outfit. Isn't that what Jesus said?
I actually
watch
said
out for the Pharisees.
I heard it. Okay.
But why don't you dress biblical all the time?
I actually am just wearing this in my work attire.
Okay, but...
And I actually had a full suit on earlier.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but you're walking around in public showing your form off. That's just not appropriate.
Well,
God's everywhere. Until you're in the privacy of your house or with your wife, that's the only place you can dress down. Other than that, your forms need to be covered. You know, I teach men this all the time. You know, even in front of your children.
Mm-hmm.
If you had children, you're not supposed to show your body. They need to learn.
Well,
Mom needs to cover her head in front of the boys and the girls to teach them. Only husbands and wives can be naked together. And isn't it interesting? Adam and Eve were alone in the world. God dressed them. Nobody else was around. God was setting the pattern for what man should be in the future coming.
Okay.
So we need to be doing that. Hebrew roots don't teach that. Neither do all the evangelicals. Neither do the Roman Catholics. Everybody's, you're following the culture. So if you were a churchianity guy, I would lovingly tell you, you're following cultural churchianity. I would say you're following cultural Hebrew root dabbling. You're not keeping Torah. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. If your wife has her period, she sits on the couch, do you put her outside the camp? Outside the house?
Put her outside.
Because if you sit on it, you're defiled.
Hmm.
Do you stone homosexuals in this town?
Well, not with physical.
Do you rebel, do you stone rebellious children?
Not with physical.
You're not keeping Torah law then. I can prove to you Torah law is not for the New Testament and not even for Paul. And Paul knew it well. You know how I can prove it to you? What happened to false teachers under Torah law?
False teachers under Torah law? I am trying to remember. Go ahead. Tell me.
Did they get a slap on the wrist or stoned to death?
No, they were stoned.
What did Paul say to do with false teachers in the New Covenant? Romans 16, 17.
Right.
Mark them and avoid them.
Well,
see how things changed after the New Testament came? Torah is no longer. In Hebrews, it says the old passed away, the new has come, and it is a better covenant. So we don't keep Torah, tassels, pork, Saturday Sabbath. You're not resting in Christ if you're not keeping Christ's doctrines. You're just playing
antics. So when you win people
antics.
To Christ, you are not able to partake of what Paul said, become like those to win them in Mashiach, where he becomes like a Jew to the Jews. Okay.
First of all, in context, that was in Israel when he was dealing with Jews, because the Jews were taught to do that, and that was for the Jews at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't teach that in the middle of America where there's not any Israelite Jews in Jerusalem. Study the Word of God in context. You don't walk into a football stadium and go, well, everybody plays football and dress like a pagan. I'm going to dress like a pagan and play football to win them.
No.
The context is...
Because it'll be finished.
The context is, to the Jews, Paul was a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
He became like them to call them to Christ. To the Gentiles,
okay.
he
All
became
right.
like them. That
right.
proves that the law was for the Jews, not for the Gentiles.
But he did not do it, though, in becoming a Israelite. And so therefore, what we eat and those things there.
But you're not a Jew. You're not a Jew and you're
not
in Israel. So I'm not offending you to tell you not to wear tassels.
Yeah.
Well, and it's not in that time either. So that doesn't even apply. Go look. I had a Hebrew root guy. In fact, you know who it was? You know who Jim Staley is?
Okay.
I've got articles. I got an article exposing him. You know who Zach Bauer is?
Okay.
Got articles exposing him. You know who Pastor Joe Fox is?
I've heard of him, yeah.
He's with Jack Bauer. I got article testings exposing them. I know I've been doing this a while. One of them, I can't remember who it was, said, I think it was Zach Bauer, that the Gentiles were never referred to as Gentiles after they became believers.
Mm-hmm.
He looked so foolish. Go look at my article.
Okay.
Multiple times in the epistles, Paul says the Gentile church. The
yeah.
Gentile church. I don't like the word church. Ecclesia, they're called out.
Yeah,
the Gentiles.
One.
The Gentiles. The Gentiles. They lie. False teachers lie. They don't tell the truth. And people don't people don't read the scriptures, and they're not born of the Holy Spirit. And so they just believe what these things like Tom say, or Zach Bauer says, or Jim Staley, who was a felon ripping people off for money. And he gets out of jail and he pretended like God was setting him up for something greater. Didn't even have the humility like David to admit and say, I did it. I got to suffer the ramifications of it. Oh, no. It was all... By the way, he confessed to it, you know. He confessed to it. But then he came out and said he didn't do it. Confessed, but he didn't do it. And I emailed his ministry. This was about a year ago. Told him I was exposing them. You know what they lovingly said? They're going to sue me. That's how loving they are. Didn't Paul say don't sue each other? And I said, go ahead and sue me. It's all public domain information, Fair Use Act, and none of it's a lie. It's all a truth. They haven't sued me. I'm not saying he's a homosexual. I'm not saying he's a drug dealer. I'm telling you the truth about him. He teaches false Hebrew root theology, and I prove it.
So gives him a chance to stand up for what he believes.
Well, he never did. He ran in the John 3:19 through 21 coward darkness. They all do. Zach Bauer did. Joe Fox did. Not one of them will refute my testing of them because they can't. Why? I'm not smart. I'm just preaching God's word. I'm just preaching God's word. You got to go much deeper. You got to go much deeper than what they've taught you in how you live, how you act, how you dress, what you preach, what you practice. You got to go much deeper. You're at a surface level of Torah dabbling. And let me tell you something. There's a lot more holiness to go. You told me you're a Torah roots keeper.
Nope, I did not.
You did too.
I said, actually, what happened? Well, you asked me again, and you said, I asked me if I keep the
You said you're with many of them.
I'm with many.
Yeah, all there right. you go.
But I do not consider myself a Hebrew roots or Messianic.
None of them do, but you are that.
Okay.
He doesn't consider himself a false teacher, but he is one.
So,
a transvestite doesn't consider themselves a abomination to God, but they are. But you know what else is an abomination to God? Ready? Proverbs 6:17, lying tongue, those who shed innocent blood,
quick to run to evil,
and a proud look.
Proud look.
So when you wear clothing, or when you walk around and you think you're something, mm-hmm. you're proud, you're an abomination to God. If you show your body up, you're an abomination to God. I get people say this all the time to me, ready? I'm proud to be a Baptist. And sometimes they want to punch me, they get so mad when I call out the Baptist, say, I'm proud to be a Baptist. They're an abomination to God.
That's because they're taking their pride in fleshly things.
Well, that's Hebrew roots. I've had Hebrew roots guys tell me, I'm proud to be Hebrew roots.
Yeah.
This is an abomination unto God. Yet they'll call out the sodomites, which is a sin. He just called me out. You want to know how hypocritical this guy is, Tom, from Eliyah Ministries? He just sat there and defended the Mormons, the Roman Catholics, and the Lutherans, and he said, well, we don't know their heart. When I pretty much rebuked him, and I was kind, I didn't yell and scream, call him any unbiblical names. He looked at me, he said, I think you're evil. And I said, you think I'm evil? Why? He goes, you don't keep tassels, you're talking against the Sabbath, and you're talking against doing Torah law. I said, don't you know my heart? How do you know my heart? He called me evil, yet all of them, you know why? Because they're not calling him out. As soon as you expose false teachers, their fangs come out. But with everybody else, it's easy believe. Let's all just get along. How else am I going to fill up my movie theater? Could you see Messiah or Paul having a movie theater? Be honest, sir. Don't be a man pleaser. Those are carnal movies that take up people's time when we should be living godly, preaching godly. It's a stench in the nostrils of my holy God. And in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God, that's the Hebrew roots people, and don't obey the gospel, that's the Hebrew roots people. They're not obeying the gospel because they're not coming out of the world. They're not calling out false teachers. They're not teaching them to obey everything. Their fruit is rotten. Have you ever studied where the Hebrew roots came from, this whole movement? It came out of, do you know where it came out of?
Where did it come out of?
It didn't come out of the Bible for the New Testament. You can't prove it in there anywhere. In fact, the Bible proves against it. It basically started with Ellen White. Let me see where my audio is. I'm long.